Hi, I'm Alois Bunjira, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
Z.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina, champions of the world, and a nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
ZFM Sport on a Wednesday. Jack Show lined up for you as Zimbabwe is gearing up to host the continent's best in the T20 World Cup Africa qualifier.
Sekonda Raza, Zimbabwe, and our match referee, Mr. Emmanuel Dube. And Raza?
Tails.
Tails is the call.
Tails it is.
From the center, they've won the toss and they'll bat first.
Meanwhile, in the NFL, Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are looking for answers.
You know, it's still the beginning of the season. Got a lot of work to do, and we just got to execute.
And Liverpool boss Arne Slot, he criticised Hugo Ekitike's red card. So did I.
It was stupid, not smart, in every sense. See.
All of that and so much more to look forward to on the show today. I'm in the company of Chris Meadzi, and of course our producer is Sean Tafirenyika. My name is Barry Menandi, and you got to say to yourself, Sean, that red card, come on, Hugo Ekitike, he just showed that he's 22.
Yeah, no, he showed his age.
He definitely showed his age. And Chris, I mean, yes, it's great that we're hosting the continent's best for the T20 qualifier.
Mm.
But we're qualifying for the T20 World Cup. We should automatically go there. It just shows how far we dropped.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a long way to go, but I think this is something to look forward to, something to be excited about. But definitely, our level is questionable.
Lots of cricket to look forward to. Lots to look forward to on the show. You're a big part. 0772-168-045. That's 0772-168-045. Let's go.
Hi, this is Benjamin Locke. I'm on the Zimbabwe Davis Cup team, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Yemiala de Mbali, Wacky Wednesday track, getting the show off to the start that it requires. We're talking cricket next.
How is it, guys? Elvis Tibula Opomba Moyo, WPF.
This is the bomb.
All Africa heavyweight champion two-time. You are listening to ZFM Sports.
Right now, Harare will burst into life on Friday as 8 teams have converged for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Africa qualifier, which will culminate in the final next Saturday. The stakes could not be higher as the top 2 finishers will secure their spots at the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 in India and Sri Lanka. Group A features Namibia, Malawi, Nigeria and Kenya, while Group B has host Zimbabwe alongside Uganda, Tanzania and Botswana. And we kick off our campaign, Chris, against Uganda. You got to think to yourself, the form that we are in right now, with that warm-up we played today against Nigeria, where we were able to get a victory, you'd think we should be able to swat Uganda aside.
SWAT is a strong word. we should be able to
when it comes to the
beat.
We should be able. Yeah, Mazonyanya.
We should be able to beat.
We should be able to beat them. I think we would want to start the tournament off on a good note, okay. And especially as hosts, we've got a lot to prove. We've had our wobbly moments, but I think now it's time for this team to really almost galvanize everything that's been positive over the last sort of 12 months, bring it together in this tournament. And I think starting off with the win against Uganda is the best way for them to go into this tournament. So I think they can do it. It's just a team that I think, you know, works in flashes and stops, and we don't always know what to expect, but against this Uganda side we should be able to get a win.
We don't know what we're facing until we look at the teams and the form that they're in, on the basis that African cricket isn't necessarily front of mind for us, but we've done well against Namibia, we've done well today against Nigeria, so technically, Sean, touch wood, there shouldn't be anything to be fearful of it.
There shouldn't be anything to be fearful of. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like this has now become our level. These
are it's wild. That's wild to say.
No, the
it's
matches
true,
are but competitive, and we are the best of this rest.
You're right, right.
That's what I'll say. And unfortunately, just above this, I don't think there are any nations that I feel we can really compete with adequately. Because if you're taking a look at like a Sri Lanka, if you're taking a look at like a Bangladesh and Afghanistan and Ireland and Scotland, they're better than us.
They're
at
better
the moment.
Than us, yeah, they are.
So if you're taking a look at this global qualifier, it's just a chance for us to freshen, to really sharpen our tools and get ready for the World Cup next year, because we should win this tournament
we
completely.
We should win it, yeah.
Win
yeah.
all our matches.
It shouldn't be like a final berth, because two teams qualify for the World Cup. There's yes. two finalists. And so getting to the final, I don't think will be good enough for Zimbabwe cricket. I hope you're listening. We should actually win it outright. Yeah. So the way that it works, Group A, Group B, the top two teams will advance to the final four, which will be obviously the semi-finals. And then the finalists from those two semi-finals will then proceed to the global showpiece event. Zimbabwe, hopefully, will be one of those. The squad has been announced. Sikander Raza will captain the side, as he does. Brian Bennett, Ryan Burl, Brad Evans, Trevor Gwandu, Tinote Nam Maposa, Taliwa Nashemarumani, Wellington Masakadze, Tony Munyonga, Tashinga Msekiwa, Blessing Muzarabani, Dion Myers, Richard Ngarava, Brendan Taylor, and Sean Williams. On paper, very strong side, should be able to do the business against many of the nations here, but stranger things have happened. Chris, you agree with Sean that this is our level.
Yeah, yeah.
But to prove and show that we are the best of this rest, let's go out and win it.
Yeah, yeah, we have to. I think it's awkward enough that Tiruma Minimo, that's awkward enough.
Yes.
But Mothers. I think even more awkward would be, first of all, we're hosting. So we've got the advantage of, you know, we're playing at home. We're in relatively comfortable circumstances because everything is familiar. So we should be able to take all of that and use it to our advantage and make sure that we do win. It's now even becoming a tough ask at this level to say, you know, we want the Chevrons to go out and win outright. But even when you take a look at the squad that's been presented, and also just the competition that we've been playing against recently, I think would have done a job in as far as sharpening us for this tournament. So crossing fingers and toes and hoping that we do show that even at this level, we are still the best of this level.
And given the fast nature of the tournament, it starts on Friday, and next week Saturday we'll have the final, so it's going to be quick matches back to back. It's T20 after all.
Yep.
Do you think the chances are high of a slip up when it's a fast format tournament like that? Oh, we should just be breezing through.
The danger, as always, is that the gap between teams lessens with the reduction of the format. So T20 cricket, listen, there are no minnows. You saw it against Namibia. We go 2-0 up in the series, and then
we lost
the third game. Yeah. So those sort of things can happen. What we can't afford to do is that in the round robin phase, lose a game. We can't afford, because what that'll mean is that likely we'll finish second in our group and make face the top team in the other group, which will likely be Namibia. Namibia has already shown that they have the quality to beat us at least in a one-off game. You go into the semi-finals and there's a chance you could lose. You don't want that. So I think what we should do is go all out to win the group, win our semi-final, win the tournament outright. In fact, we should be looking to go perfect in this tournament. And I think we've got the arsenal to do that. The only challenge is whether the bit between the ears can click together. Our boys need to be in a mental state where they realize just how decent, not good, decent they are as they go into these games. And most of the games will be played, of course, at Harare Sports Club on the dates that Sean announced, starting this Friday. And Namibia will take on Kenya at Harare Sports Club, and Nigeria meeting Malawi at Takashinga in the morning. Fixtures and the afternoon matches scheduled will start at 13:50 hours. Zimbabwe begin their campaign with Uganda, as we said earlier, at Harare Sports Club, and then Tanzania will clash with Botswana at Takashinga. None of these names are not cricket names, guys. They're not.
Yeah, Uganda.
They're not. At Okosafa, yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, this makes sense.
Uganda will be competitive in our group, but Tanzania and Botswana, we should be winning by 100 runs.
Easy.
And 10 wickets.
So
it brings back Barry's word.
Yes. SWAT aside.
We should be swatting aside Tanzania and Botswana.
Logically. Yeah. But yeah. Gennaro in Glenora says, hi guys. He says that just listening to the names, Botswana, Uganda, Tanzania, on a good day, even Takashinga Sports Club from Fio would have literally destroyed all of them. But hey, times have changed. Yeah. You're so right, Gennaro. Times have changed indeed. Like we said, if we're announcing the fixtures for Okosafa football, yes, these names will be sending shivers down our spine. But come on, guys. And I suspect that these nations are listening to the show. And with respect, full respect to you guys, welcome to Zimbabwe, you know, world of wonders, you know, Mauya, you know, Tigashire, and all that, Setuli. But we want to hammer you in our nation. Hey, guys, I feel you've been harsh. Yes, the Chevrons haven't set the world alight for a generation or so, but since Masakadza came in as director, so much has been done to raise the floor. In this tournament, only Namibia has looked up to snuff. Because they're the only other aggressive side. I get your point. But here's the sad deal. We're in separate groups to Namibia. It means that if we take on Namibia any time before the final, for instance, if we end up in a semi-final with Namibia, there is by chance.
Yeah.
Outside, inside, around chance that they could do a number on us. And that, for me, is uncomfortable.
Very.
Because they beat us in that third match.
And both matches were very competitive. And we're not being harsh. We're just taking a look at the results that have been coming out.
Yeah.
We saw how we did in the tests.
Yes.
Our ODI results haven't been that great either. So it's very difficult to think of a Zimbabwe that can come and just swat aside the opposition. Mm-hmm. But the warm-up matches have been encouraging against Kenya. Kenya, you know, batting first, scoring 96 for 8. Mm-hmm. Then we scored 100 for the loss of one wicket. You see the comprehensive
nine wicket win.
But I'm already upset that we lost a wicket in that, but I'm being too harsh. And then today we play against Nigeria, 177 for 5. Again, right. I'm thinking, why are we even dropping wickets against
Nigeria in the first place?
We ended up winning by 47 runs, but I don't even want it to be close.
It shouldn't be. We're not in the same league.
We purport ourselves to be a proper cricketing nation. So, because if it was Australia, for example, it was in England, it was in New Zealand playing against, we know what would happen.
Yeah. Well, if this was a meeting, Nyasha Tota has sent through his apologies. He says, very good evening, the best sports team in the nation, CFM Sport, My Sport, Your Sport, and the best sports voices, the voice of Barry, Mike, Alois, Chris, and Sean. How are you doing, guys? Hope you're doing well. I missed you guys on Monday and Tuesday. I was not available. Your apologies are noted, Nyasha, for missing the
show. Thanks for joining us.
We missed you too. Arthur says, Tota Nadzanwa, If I've learned anything, it's that Zim teams will disappoint you when you least expect it. We watch and we do not judge. Thank you for reminding us, Arthur.
That's the mantra. Yeah, that's definitely the mantra.
He actually reminded us.
Yeah.
And we said that's how we're back to that now.
No. We watch.
Even in these qualifiers, with these Ninos.
Yes. We watch and we support. I think that the key thing is that regardless of the situation, this is our cricket team.
This is
who we've got. Mm-hmm. So let's go out. Let's support them.
Let's show up.
Let's have a good time. And regardless of how things end up, I think we've got to get to a stage where we accept who we are. And Zim Cricket has already told us that, you know what, this is the plan. This is how we plan on ensuring that we level up our cricket. It's a long-term plan. So in that long-term, unfortunately, we can't just stop playing the cricket. We're going to continue to play with the current batch of players. So we go out there and we support them regardless.
We take our cooler boxes.
We have a good time. We take the kids. They see some cricket. Yes. They see different competition. And that is where we are.
Do the business. That's
we watch.
Be.
We don't judge.
Bruce and Sky says, hi, ZFM Sports Team, DJ Baz. What a tune. Craziest games in the League Cup. Munetsi scores. Ekitike going bonkers. And I loved Chiesa. So did I, my brother. Loving the show. Thanks for getting in touch, Bruce. We'll be talking about that in the second half of the show. For now, we say go, Chevrons, go. We watch. We don't judge. Let's go. Let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Some athletics. A week after making his debut at the World Athletics Championships, Tendai Zimoto feels inspired to go for more as he looks ahead. The marathon runner was one of 8 Zimbabwean athletes at the just ended 20th edition of the World Championships in Tokyo. Zimoto, competing at the championships for the first time, placed 61 in the men's event in 2 hours, 28 minutes and 10 seconds. In boxing news, Delta Force Promotions have confirmed plans to bring Elvis the Bomber Moyo back to the boxing ring in Harare on the 21st of November. Moyo says he's preparing for a Harare bout in November as a warm-up for his return to the mixed martial arts cage in December. Finish off with some football news. Former Highlanders and Warriors striker Knox Mutiswa is feeling on top of the world after completing his move to South Africa's top flight league side, Richards Bay. Mutiswa joined Richards Bay as a free agent after leaving Golden Arrows. The striker reportedly had a fallout with Golden Arrows gaffer Manqoba Mqiti as a result of the club terminating his contract. And
this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, guys? It's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
It's Dua
Lipa.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, it's David
Guetta. Hey, let's go.
Set the mood all summer long.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. Whether it's the NBA or NFL, the best of America on ZFM Sport.
We're talking about NFL now. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are once again looking for answers after starting the season with a record of 2 losses and 1 win in a campaign. They have been once again earmarked as Super Bowl favorites. And so we talked to, we didn't talk to NFL pundit Colin Cowherd says Lamar Jackson is doing the best he can, but he needs help from the defense.
And here's the weird thing. Is that Lamar Jackson is so explosive that when he does lead a scoring drive, it's often very quick. So they send that crappy defense back on the field. They don't get any rest. So the Ravens, bizarrely, have the second fewest plays per drive in the league and the number one total offense. So they don't play complementary football. And if you look at the last 10 Super Bowls, which is 20 total teams, there's been one awful defense. Atlanta. What happened to Atlanta in that Super Bowl? They blew a huge lead. You're not a Super Bowl team with that defense. So the Ravens have a huge dilemma, which I don't know if it's solvable.
See. NFL pundit Colin Cowherd talking about the fact that their conundrum may not be solvable, and it's the issue around defense. Your defense wins you championships 100%, but any time that your quarterback is not being able to effect or affect a game because you simply can't protect him, you haven't got a chance. Your offense is off, then your defense is off. You've got nothing, Chris.
You've got absolutely nothing, which is not a conundrum I think any team wants to find themselves in. And unfortunately, this is what it's looking like at the moment. I think defensively, if you can't get the defense right, especially in the NFL, then you're going to be in a very sticky pickle.
And the issue that we've seen, whether it's the 49ers, Chiefs, or Patriots going back a bit more in time, they build their teams on the back of solid defenses. Defenses that win you the ball back, that protect you and make sure that the opposition doesn't score. Ravens don't have that yet.
Yeah, they don't have that yet because, like what you're talking about a defense that's able to affect the game, they should also be able to even score points from pick sixes and the like and get you into really good positions. But if you're taking a look at the Ravens at the moment, they gave up 40 points against the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. And they gave up 38 points against the Detroit Lions. So Lamar Jackson now needs to do more for them to win the game. But here's the problem. Like Colin mentioned that Lamar Jackson, because he's fast, he's dynamic, he will score quickly, and the defense won't even have time to rest. They're back on the field again because the Ravens have gone up and scored. But in addition to their defense being crappy, and again I'm quoting Colin Cowherd, they don't have a solid offensive line because in this match again he was sacked seven times. How is your quarterback sacked seven
you're
times
offering
in a match?
No protection.
There's zero protection there. You're just leaving him out to dry, and that also just increases his chances for injury. And if they have a record like this where they are trying to battle it out of games, things are not going well, they have let's say an 8-8 record, and they are below 500, you're then taking a look at their path to the Super Bowl, it'll get tougher. And now with the way the campaign is set up, if they go one win in four matches, it'll be tight because their next match is against the Kansas City Chiefs who also have a similar record to them. So it becomes a must-win match for both of them in week four of the NFL.
Where it's like morning in the NFL and you're having to do stuff. So there's a message here that's just come in. It says, as an offensive lineman, how do you protect a maverick quarterback like Lamar? He follows whatever pictures he sees. At what point are you learning your QB? Okay, that's my chat. At what point do you know that if you look at the greats, for now, let's talk about Mahomes. Let's talk about Brady.
Yes,
their teams had a skill of knowing and being able to predict almost what he was going to do. And so they would know the plays, but also know when he had to adjust and reconfigure the plays. If they're not making any effort to learn Lamar, who is, in truth, one of the best, then they shouldn't be at the team.
Yeah, and I can already tell you his tendency. His tendency is that if he stays in the pocket for a little bit, you know that he's going to pass the ball.
Yeah.
If he's scrambling or running out of the pocket, he's probably going to look to run the ball himself and gain the first down. Mm. So that's what you have to tailor your game around.
And you're sitting in Zimbabwe.
And
they're training with him every day.
Exactly. So it shouldn't really be that hard for the offensive lineman to just give him some basic protection. Yeah. Seven sacks. Is this not good enough?
That's craziness.
By any mark.
Yeah. No, 100%. If unfortunately they don't have relegation in the NFL.
Is it seven what?
Seven sacks. That's when you're
when your quarterback gets tackled.
You get tackled.
I didn't ask for any explanation.
No, your face.
All right, upcoming key games in the NFL. LA Chargers are at the New York Giants. The Dallas Cowboys entertain the Green Bay Packers, while New York Jets are at the Miami Dolphins. The Denver Broncos welcome the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's go around the world in 60 with Chris.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
In Australia, where the Wallabies were dealt a Bledisloe Cup blow when fullback Andrew Callaway was ruled out of Saturday's clash against New Zealand in Auckland with a calf issue. In England, Ben Stokes, Mark Wood and Jofra Archer have all been included in England's Ashes squad as the trio continued their respective injury comebacks ahead of the series in Australia in November. But there is no place for Chris Wokes. In news from Italy, Yannick Sinner says he's been making changes to his game, reflecting a lot ahead of his appearance since losing the US Open final to Carlos Alcaraz. And in the United States, where we touched down, top-ranked Scottie Scheffler has downplayed any idea of great expectations at this week's Ryder Cup event after a six-win season that included two major titles.
Ready for summer? Oh yeah, we are too. I got
CFM Serial is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, 0772-168-045. Off air, Alois actually told us why he was asking about sacks in NFL, and it was Wacky Wednesday. Let me tell you that.
Sacks as in Masaga.
As in Masaga, not as in rounds, my friend.
No, Masaga.
Because you were thinking rounds.
No, I was talking about Masaga. So I'm talking about Masaga.
Lies.
You get what I mean?
Lies.
To you as no under 18. Anyway, 0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Send us your messages. Tawanda Matara from Eastview says, hi, sports team. Is there any sport in this world you don't know about? Your knowledge about golf, tennis, American football, etc. is something else. Hey, we just deliver a show.
We try. We do the best. I'm sure there's something.
Can I raga raga to Zia?
We can commentate that one too.
I was useless at raga raga. That's the one where you go around in a square. Right?
Yeah.
Game 45
there about.
I used to dodge and duck. Did you go on? Chindi, what used to mess me up was grip.
At full speed.
So now you're barefoot at full speed. What all?
What's a bakery? Bakery, but no, it's random. Go to a number G. You count.
Yeah.
And you forget your car. So you must say I'm at number 32. Yeah. So I don't get into the team. I'm missing my odd number. I'm missing my even number. You over there. 32. So you must be running around knowing your count as
right,
well.
Right. Hi, guys. Great show. Keep it up, guys. It's worth the top dollar the Reds paid for, is Wirtz the top dollar that the Reds paid for him. Anyways, go, where is Mike Madoda? That Toby Palekjivero. But Mike Madoda will be back on Friday. He's away today and tomorrow handling business. Sports team, Chiesa, Liverpool, what a player. The fact that he doesn't get regular game time says a lot about the depth of the Liverpool squad, bro. Mike in Ulaya. We're going to talk about it later, but Alois, if you watched Federico Chiesa yesterday looked like Federico Chiesa. He looked like the player that that Liverpool signed, and what Liverpool expected when they signed Federico Chiesa.
Yeah, he was phenomenal last night. He was really incisive,
dynamic,
everything. He was all over the place.
Yeah,
everything to do with the Liverpool attack, he was involved. To actually think that he's not even registered for the Champions
League. For the Champions League, dude.
Imagine, register him for the Champions League.
That's insane. I think
in the second round, they will think about
it. Likely, they'll think we made a mistake here.
Yeah.
All right, Ozzy in Harare says, we will lose one game in the round robin, and as usual, send everyone in Zim. But we will eventually come through.
Yes,
we'll all go to the calculators.
Send us a tailspin first and then we'll get it together.
That's it. Anzi, we will watch. But we will watch Takaisa Reza Paspedu Ombo.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
No, what does that mean?
Explain. Yeah. my special project is
chemical engineering.
Chris,
but Razor was the most common.
Most common. Razor was the most effective.
Yeah. But most was second one.
Most common, babe. most effective.
Most effective.
And then when we started playing organized association football, Reza,
guys.
Anyway, it's Wacky Wednesdays.
I only know about the liquid. The liquid is the one I know.
Which liquid?
There's a liquid that people put in a bottle, right?
The bodily liquid.
The bodily liquid. Okay. The bodily
urine.
Yes. When Mugutazo goes, then you go in.
Most of the time, probably salt and magodo gonna be snuff.
Wow, guys. Serious.
Anyway, it's really cool. It's Wacky Wednesday. Dixon Blair says, greetings, best sports team. Apart from the stupid red, what's your take on the whole team yesterday? Saw Isak almost celebrating alone, so as Hugo. All right, we'll talk about Liverpool when we get to the beautiful game. Hi, guys. Hope to see some improved performance from the Zimbabwe Chevrons. Tired of being beaten. Kuseri nukuseri like a cassette. Kunaimi. Where's Mike? There's less noise. That's Toby Pale. Right, Mike is back, like you said, on Thursday. On Friday. He is away today and tomorrow. Surprisingly, there were 9 players apiece for Mamelodi and Orlando Pirates, but no outcry from fans. Isukuno Kukaita, 5 from Scott's Mawan. This is the SA Provisional Squad that was announced. That Provisional Squad has 9 players from Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. But we always make noise when we hear that Scotland has got X number of players.
It's a Zimbabwe thing. You remember we have already tried to explain the situation where Scotland basically recruited players that were already in the national team. So I personally don't understand why people have to cry that Scotland are eight players like a one-up national team when these players were already playing for the national team. So I don't understand those are going to Sundowns. Neil Pires, they are doing it.
Yes.
They recruit the best players in their country. They're taking the players national team kuma Kosafa kuma Chani kuma recruit. Coach, national team coach cannot drop
players.
No, national team coach cannot do that.
Hans and a blessed from Eastview. Bunjira sounds like he's talking from experience. We are both talking from experience.
2 years old.
Blaji Pafio says, please read this for Chris. You sent us a message and it says, 1994, Ndindai Chengeteswa, Mshongawe team, Yainzi, Mangura, and I got Oxerikwe Ged, Ndine boiled egg, Muhomwe, Panarai Pindam Ged, Nedu, Panandiripo, Tarazu Sanga, and Nekaroi United, Yaiwa, and Mshongawe is strong. Ndagaja Kudigi Tira Nenzar, Shikan Rajgazai.
That is possible.
I 6-0. Don't pay a guy to
all right, let's go to the beautiful.
wait. Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moments.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. Is top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Hey, guys, thanks for the laughter. Special project. I was having a subdued day. Oh, my word. Well, that's what we're here for, to make your days a little bit lighter. Let's talk about the action from last night. Liverpool boss Arne Slot. He's criticized Hugo Ekitike's stupid red card after the striker scored the winner in the 2-1 victory against Southampton in the Carabao Cup.
But not because it was a second. I think it's also stupid if if you haven't had a yellow card yet. Maybe I'm a bit old-fashioned, maybe a bit old school, but if I had to score a goal like his, like he did tonight, I would have turned around and walked up to Federico Chiesa and would say, it's all about you, Federico, great assist, great run. And I didn't have to do a lot. It was stupid, not smart, in every sense. And the good thing was that his teammates helped him, because we could bring the winger over the line, but if the information is correct, he's now suspended for Saturday, and that is that's far from ideal.
The voice there of Liverpool manager Arne Slot calling that red card. In fact, it was two yellows that ultimately culminated in the red card. The first yellow card was stupid as well, because what did he do? He threw the ball up and punched it, okay? After a decision went the way that he felt it shouldn't have. And then the second yellow card, was for him taking off his shirt after he scored the winner against Southampton in the Carabao Cup, and it was a tap-in. Alois, come on, mate.
That's why the coach is also livid about it. He's actually telling the player, because that was a tap-in. He got that thing on a silver platter. All he needed to do was to
connect.
Chete.
Because everything was
on the
table. He was very lucky to get that ball.
Yeah.
Because players, top players will not give you. Players who were not September, just another Mbappe will not give you that pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Neymar would not. Messi would not. Cristiano would not. They up 1v1 with the goalkeeper.
Never.
Bang it in.
Yeah.
100%. But he chose. Because, you know, that pass, there is also a danger that he might stray offside.
Yes.
By trying to give it to someone else, he might stray offside. So for me, I would actually encourage the striker to take it on his own.
Yeah.
Because they have a possibility of offside or anything. So he was very like,
But
isn't it, wasn't it an issue? Okay, he's come out and apologized and he said that, you know, he was, emotion got the best of him. Was it not because
Southampton in the Carabao Cup?
Actually, the game was 1-1 and, you know, he's scoring the winner.
Mate.
The weight of the game.
Context is important.
Context is very important.
It's a
Champions League match.
It's the Carabao Cup.
Yeah. But you shouldn't be,
you shouldn't be getting to that level in the game.
That's true.
At 1-1. You should actually be angry because, guys, we shouldn't be in this position.
Yeah, he could have just scored.
Federico, you've had a fantastic game. And then point to Federico and say, this guy has won us the game.
Exactly.
Not to act like he's beaten six defenders and then scored a goal. Come on.
And
probably in mitigation, maybe yesterday there was just a lot of changes, so different rhythm to the game, and probably that's why it was tighter than it should have been.
I want to talk to you, Chris, about what Sean has just mentioned. There was a different rhythm to the game because of the changes, but you sort of felt like Liverpool unearthed their depth, and let me explain this. The centre-back under 18, Leone, he was fantastic. Unfortunately, he's done his ACL, so... That's done. Federico Chiesa getting back to his best, and Alex Isak scoring his first goal. So
we're calling him Alex now.
We're close. We text.
Okay.
He texted me after the game.
Don't be salty that you didn't come to Arsenal, Sean.
So those green shoots, those great stories will make Arne Slot think to himself, Ikitiki was stupid, but good night.
Yeah, definitely. And when you're not unearthing necessarily, but when you've got this young crop of players, I think some of these things are what you'll know to expect. I think especially for him as a coach, that they've got still a little bit more ego, you know, we're still a little bit more hot-headed. So I think he'll know to expect that. But in terms of what he's got in his arsenal, unintended, with these players, I think he's going to be looking at his the depth of that squad and smiling, because then you've got options for long term, I think, which is very important. So I think this Liverpool side's got a lot of depth to look forward to, and also continuity from a long term perspective.
I love Trey.
Trey Yoni had a fantastic
boy game. Is smart.
Oh, yeah.
Very clever. You know, smart, intelligent.
Keeps the game ticking.
He was the pivot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've been the 50-50. Very smart. The war game. And forgot about the major is gonna three.
No, not even.
But his position is kind of like defensive. But he doesn't do jewels.
Yeah.
He's always at the correct spot, correct position. His positioning is out of this world.
I forgot to mention it. We're running out of time. Last night's results, Carabao key results. Cardiff City 2-1 winners over Burnley. Chelsea 2-1 winners over Lincoln City. It was a little bit sweaty for them. And then Wolves 2-0 winners over Everton. Marshall Mnetz scoring the first goal. There's a question here. Sean Ramsey, Patinwald says, good show, guys. Why did Mnetz not celebrate the goal last night? I don't know the answer. He just stood there.
I
possibly.
and possibly that we are winning the Carabao Cup.
Wolves have been in a bad state.
We
need to be doing better in the league.
Yeah, so there's nothing to celebrate. Maybe that's what
Perhaps, because he didn't celebrate at all. And first goal of the season, I couldn't understand it.
Tonight's action.
100%. It's really important. Tonight's action in the Carabao Cup key matches: Huddersfield versus Manchester City, Newcastle versus Bradford, Tottenham versus Doncaster Rovers, Port Vale take on Arsenal. All right, let's move on.
It'd be really funny if Arteta started with Zubi, Mendy, Rice and Merino against Port Vale.
I doubt that. No, he wouldn't do that, would he?
No.
Would he? He wouldn't. All right, Villarreal manager Marcelino Garcia Toral says he is delighted his side have continued their strong start to the season following a 2-1 victory over Sevilla at the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan last night. Other results out of La Liga: at the Athletic Club, 1-1 draw with Girona, Espanyol 2-0 draw with Valencia, and Real Madrid 4-1 winners over Levante. Great start to the season for Real Madrid. They need to carry on in this fashion. They aren't the finished article. Let's agree on that. There's a lot to be done there. But Jude Bellingham coming back into the side, 4-1 winners. It's positive trajectory for Xabi Alonso.
Yeah, I think they're looking good, Barry. When you look at they haven't got into a good rhythm yet, but they're winning games. You know, by the time it's halfway, probably they'll be way ahead. Probably maybe if one team will be closer to them, because the way they are winning, they're pulling away. Yeah. Already. So by the time they hit the rhythm, they get the rhythm, I'm sure that they will be way, way up there. And they look like they might just wrestle this league championship this year.
That they have to keep going that way. And you think to yourself, the Clásico is probably going to be the decider of this league title, both legs of the El Clásico. Yeah. Tonight's matches, Atletico Madrid takes on Rayo Vallecano, Getafe versus Deportivo Alavés, Real Sociedad entertain Real Mallorca. Let's go to Italy. AC Milan continue their revival following a 3-0 win over Lecce in the Coppa Italia, thanks to goals by Santiago Jimenez, Christopher Nkuku and Christian Pulisic. The victory sees the Rossoneri advance to the last 16. I don't think it was ever in doubt, but the reason why this is news is the fact that AC Milan can be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, depending on who shows up on a particular day. 3-0 is imperious.
Yeah, but isn't it now three straight wins in all competitions?
Yeah.
They seem like they're starting to find a bit of rhythm now.
It's encouraging.
It's encouraging. So we just now see how they go on, because I know that Max Allegri is fiercely competitive and he wouldn't want to have a team that is bullied in Serie A.
Not at all. The rest of last night's Coppa Italia results: Cagliari 4-1 winners over Frosinone, Udinese 2-1 winners over Palermo. Tonight's match: Como takes on Sassuolo. Europa League key matches, they start tonight. Europa League: Dinamo Zagreb takes on Fenerbahce, Nice versus Roma, Real Betis versus Nottingham Forest, and Braga take on Feyenoord. Nottingham Forest with a tough start there, Chris. Taking on Real Betis, that wanted a nice soft landing, but tragically not.
Unfortunately not. I think Real Betis has shown who they are on the continent, and just in terms of what they've been doing in their league as well, not a team that's going to be easy to swat aside or even to come up against. So Nottingham Forest possibly taking a look at this and thinking, you know what, let's walk away with a draw.
If we can, yeah, especially at the Via Marine, which is the home ground of Real Betis. All right, we got to go. We're back tomorrow for Throwback Thursday. Don't miss the show. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And Andy, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports story is
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. No.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.